Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back here on the Team 980, we're at Nationals Park, and look who I found. Right along the third baseline during batting practice, it's two-time Daytona 500 champion William Byron, driver of the 24 car for Hendrick Motorsports. It's awesome to meet you. Congratulations on all of your success. Dude, you're a rock star, man.
Thank you. I'm working on it, but yeah. a lot of work to do, obviously, this summer to keep the momentum going, and I feel like we're off to a good start this year. Just having a lot of consistent success, and feel like our team's really strong this year.
Absolutely. And before we get to, obviously, what you've done on the track, because that's been awesome, you're here to promote the upcoming race at Richmond International Raceway mid-August, the Cookout 400. That's a three-quarter mile track. I love that track. It's probably my favorite track on the circuit. Do you love that kind of environment, the short track, but a little bit longer than, say, Martinsville, a little bit more hectic, a little bit more crazier, a little bit more than Bristol, that type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, Richmond's just a rhythm track. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it's longer runs, and it's just about trying to manage the tires. So keeping the tires on the car is the most important thing, I feel like. And, it's a difficult place for sure.
How much does it differ because it's three quarters of a mile as opposed to, like, Martinsville, if I'm not mistaken, it's just over a half mile and it's a lot of turns and crazy turns. Like, how much does it differ in that it's short track racing, but it's not your typical short track and it's a little bit longer than a short track?
Yeah, it's definitely slower paced than Bristol, but Martinsville has some similarities with the braking. Martinsville just has a lot more grip than Richmond.
William Byron, two-time Daytona 500 champion. I think you've won 14 times already on the NASCAR Cup Series in your brilliant young career, driver of the number 24. He's here at Nationals Park, and you're obviously going to participate in some of the pregame festivities. You're going to do the play ball call here at Nationals Park. I know you've got one of the model cars out in the center field gate. Are you a big baseball fan? You grew up in North Carolina, so you didn't have a major league team there. Are you a big baseball fan?
I like baseball. I feel like I'm getting more into it since the pitch clock, and the game's kind of picked up some pace. So I usually, if I'm free on a Saturday in the motorhome, I'm usually watching baseball.
You get in usually, what, Friday morning for a Sunday race,
morning,
right?
Yeah.
So you have a little bit of downtime between qualifying, practice, what have you, so you can kind of kick back and relax. And for people that don't understand, you guys don't stay at hotels. You guys stay, like you said, at the track, at the motorhome. Yeah. What is that experience like when you know, obviously, the big show is usually on Sunday, sometimes on Saturday night, but you've got kind of this time in between to relax yet also think about what you're about to do?
Yeah, I think definitely have a lot of time on your hands at night, so studying the right amount for the race and then also taking your mind off of it and doing other things, is those things are critical. So just being fresh on Saturdays and Sundays is the biggest thing. Just like these guys, I'm sure before game you have to make sure you stay really fresh.
You mentioned you like the speed, the pitch clock with baseball, and that's helped. What has NASCAR done in your brief career, but very successful career, to change how the Cup Series is run? Is it the next gen car? I mean, is that like the biggest change? Or
yeah, I would say the next gen car has been kind of where it's gotten most competitive, because everyone really has the same equal opportunity. So it's gotten the teams a lot closer. It really comes down to engineering, and that just puts everything in the driver's hands, I feel like, when the cars are the most similar.
You drive, obviously, the 24. We know those of us that love NASCAR, obviously synonymous with Jeff Gordon, and Jeff Gordon's a big part of Hendrick Motorsports. What was that like when you got that assignment, when you took over? Because I know you didn't get into, I guess it was a stock car until like 16, but you drove a lot of simulated stuff. Like, what was that moment like when you realized, oh, not only have I made it to the quote-unquote major leagues, but I'm in the 24, and that car is synonymous with so much success?
It's definitely a lot of pressure when I was younger, but I think as we've sort of grown into it and had some more success, I feel like it's become really natural, and just been able to hopefully represent that car number well.
You've won two Daytona 500s. The last, in earlier this year in February, was just a crazy scene, right? The crash late.
Yeah.
I think you were in eighth or ninth place or something like that, and then all of a sudden you're there and in the lead, and they don't, if I remember correctly, they didn't stop the race. They allowed you guys to get to the checkered. Like, take me through that. What are you seeing, and how much are you relying on your spotter versus your instinct, and just, hey man, I got to stay clear of this and get to where I got to go?
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of it's instinct, but my spotter and I work really well together, so we have kind of that sort of unspoken language that we can, know about each other, and I think anticipating things is huge.
When you won the first time, I assume that's, oh my gosh, I've won the Daytona 500. Then you win it a second time, a second year in a row. How did one compare to two?
Well, I think like the first year, you don't really know what to expect, after that, and sort of how your season's going to go, and I feel like last year, and then this year having some confidence of where our team was and being able to just keep that momentum after the race.
I think you won, if memory serves me correctly, in 2020 or 2021 at Daytona, not the Daytona 500, but at Daytona. Did that, and obviously you've raced there plenty, did that help you set you up for success any more than any other track? Because it's a little bit different, obviously, on a super speedway, and I know there's other super speedways like Talladega and whatever, but does that set you up when you have success early on in your career at a racetrack as venerable as Daytona? Does that set you up in any different way than maybe another racetrack?
I think honestly just our success with the next gen in the drafting tracks is really what helped us kind of propel us for more success at Daytona.
Rick Hendrick, I mean, we were chatting before we started this, and I covered NASCAR for a couple of years, so I got to talk to him once or twice, and obviously he's a legend and just so instrumental in not only Hendrick Motorsports, but NASCAR and motorsports in general. What is it like to have the relationship that you have as a professional, and I assume as friends and colleagues and whatnot, to just be able to have that man in charge of the company that you work for and drive for?
Yeah, I mean, he's just such a great boss, right? Like, he's a racer, loves cars, and, so his goals are genuine, and we just want to bring it home for him.
You got Michigan coming up this week. Obviously, that'll be a challenge. Then Mexico City, I believe it is, 2 weeks from now, and that's a road course, and that's a completely different kind of road course and completely different kind of... How difficult is NASCAR's scheduling to kind of adjust your mind, your body, your style, and everything that goes when they keep you, for lack of a better term, on your toes?
Yeah, every race is different, and I feel like Mexico is a big challenge, right, being a new road course. So it's going to be a place that you have to really prepare heavily for. So we've already kind of started that.
When you, in a typical week, obviously, we're here at Nationals Park and you're doing this cool event. I know you guys are going back home and then you obviously fly to Michigan this week or fly to wherever. What is a typical week like for William Byron? Like, you race whatever, top five finish at Nashville on Sunday night. You get home. Are you in the shop Monday morning? Do you take Monday off? How do you kind of recover mentally, physically?
No, I was in the shop all of yesterday. So, yeah, we do have all of our meetings on Mondays and talk about the previous race, and we talk about Michigan and did some sim for Mexico. So it's pretty much every day, especially in the beginning of the week.
Yeah. One last one, and I appreciate your time. You had a top five finish, fifth, actually, at Nashville. But when I was watching the race on Amazon, which is a pretty cool watch, by the way, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to see any of their coverage in rewind, but you guys, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was like 110 laps green flag racing to end that race, which is, to me, so uncommon, so unusual to see that kind of green flag racing. What was that like to not have the caution flags that you seem to always get, especially, you know, over the last, say, 35, 40 laps of a race?
Well, it wasn't too hot out, so I think coming off the 600, which is, you know, long race, 600 miles, we're pretty used to long runs, so nothing really different there, but Nashville's just a really, you know, it's a concrete-based track, so it's pretty rigid, and you bounce around a lot.
William, congratulations on all you've done so far. Congratulations on the two-time Daytona 500 champ.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. All right, that is, again, William Byron, driver of the number 24 car for Hendrick Motorsports. And, oh, yeah, by the way, two-time defending Daytona 500 champion. Imagine that. Just as cool of a dude, you know. And they went to Ben's Chili Bowl earlier in the day. They did the play ball call right before the actual first pitch of the game, not the ceremonial first pitch, the actual first pitch of the game last night. And then they were flying. They flew in from Charlotte in the early afternoon and then flying back to Charlotte. And then he hops on the private plane or whatever for Hendrick Motorsports on Friday morning and out to Michigan until Sunday evening and then back to Charlotte. And then they got to go to Mexico City. A lot of back and forth, man. A lot of back and forth. But I appreciate my buddy Brent Gamble for at NASCAR PR for hooking that up and making that available to us right outside of the Cubs dugout yesterday afternoon before the Nats and the Cubs game. He also took part in the Geico President's Race, which was cool. I thought a pretty interesting conversation there, right? The one thing I didn't get to ask him about, I mean, I mentioned he learned how to drive and be a competitive race car driver, not by racing like sprint cars or not the mini cars. And the way a lot of traditionally he learned by driving sim cars and the computer simulation type stuff. Right? And obviously it's worked. And you heard him reference at the end that he was in the Hendrick Motorsports offices on Monday after getting back from Nashville, presumably 10, 11 o'clock, probably later than that, Monday night or Sunday night, because it was a night race. And he's already working on Mexico City. Not this week. The road course that comes up in Mexico City, because I don't think they've raced there. I have to double check that. Maybe they have once. I don't think they've raced there. And he's already doing that. The one thing I didn't get to ask him was how, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, right? If that's the way he learned and he didn't learn the traditional methods and yet he still uses that technology. You see and hear what it means for Jaden Daniels. And I wonder if his, and maybe this is not fair to say, if a good part of his success comes from, like it seemingly came from for Jaden Daniels, the computerized simulation type stuff. I wonder how much he felt that helped him, besides the obvious, oh, it helped a lot. I don't know, does it help? Does it help 50%? Like, how many would you have won a Daytona 500 if you didn't do that? I don't know. So I should have probably tied that in for our local audience a little bit more with how Jaden Daniels really boomed using the computerized simulation, the virtual reality. But hopefully you got something out of that. And you heard what he said about baseball and the pitch clock and how he tries to approach it. And if you're a NASCAR fan, hopefully you enjoyed that. If you're a sports fan, hopefully you enjoyed that. Now, what I didn't know at the time, what I should have probably known, Carolina Hurricanes fan.
should have asked him about the Canes and the Caps. Oh, well.
Do you think that could have soured your experience with him, though?
No.
No?
No.
He was just so high up for you?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was a pretty cool spot, right? I mean, it's not often that you get 10 minutes, 9.5 minutes, or whatever, with a guy who's won the biggest race in America. Well, let me back up. The biggest race, certainly for NASCAR in America. The Indianapolis 500 is pretty damn big. Back-to-back years. Back-to-back years. So that was cool. All right. Thanks to William Byron. Thanks to Hendrick Motorsports. Thanks to Brent Gamble of NASCAR for helping me out with that, making him available. Thanks to William Byron as well. Make sure you give him a follow and a thanks at William Byron on Twitter. And, of course, watch NASCAR this Sunday in Michigan as he tries to get back in the winner's circle for a 15th time in the NASCAR Cup Series. All right. And go to Richmond International Raceway in mid-August. I promise you, you'll have a great experience. It's awesome. I've been there a couple of times. It is an amazing racetrack. Love it down there. It's been a while since I've been able to make it. It is so bleeping cool and really loud. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we continue Cubs-Nats. I was there last night after talking to William Byron. We'll break it all down with you next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Presley ready. Here's his pitch. Swinging a chopper back to the pitcher. Fielded by Presley off his left side. Underhand toss to first in time. And the Cubs win it. 8-3 the final. The Nationals drop game one of this series and six-game homestand as the Cubs break it open with a four-run fifth. and make a winner of the rookie Cade Horton.
All right. Dave Jagler on the call last night. Nationals Radio, 106.7 The Fan, Odyssey app. Game I was at. I was gone by then. I didn't stay around for the ninth inning. But it was an interesting and entertaining ball game. Even though the Nationals and even though the final score would not indicate that. Before we get a couple of words in on the Nationals and the Cubs and a look ahead to tonight, did want to point out something. We talked a little French Open at the end of, what, last hour? Before we had the William Byron interview. And AMAC had mentioned that he thought Novak Djokovic had lost. Djokovic is about to play, right? Who is he taking on? I lost that on my screen here. Zverev. Zverev, whatever, however
sounds,
you say it.
That second one sounds right.
So that's coming up here in just a couple of moments from Roland Garros. So you have that. So I just want to make sure clear we're not reporting anything that Djokovic lost or anything like that. So Coco Gauff did come back and beat Madison Keys in an All-American women's matchup, 2-7 seed. She lost the first set 7-6 and then won the final two sets 6-4, 6-1. So there you have that. I saw Djokovic in person at the U.S. Open last September in Flushing Meadows before we started to work together. It was awesome. He lost. Four sets. He was the three seed. I forget who beat him. But yeah, he lost. It was an upset, no doubt about it. And that was my first and only time seeing Novak Djokovic in person. And my first trip to the U.S. Open. It was quite the experience.
Yeah. Working there for a while, it's a nice...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What did you do when you were there?
So I started
ESPN
off as
production?
I started off as a runner for ESPN and then ended up being an operations assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
you only, out of the majors, you only did that one or was there more?
No, just that one.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get, you know, to the French and especially Wimbledon.
Yeah.
That's the other big one that ESPN covers is Wimbledon. It's harder to do the French and the Australian. But
well, now the French is exclusively, I think, with TNT and Turner Sports.
Yeah.
It used to be NBC, ESPN.
Mm-hmm. ESPN had a small presence there. Right. Yeah.
I think Wimbledon is still ESPN and ABC, I think.
Yes, it is.
And the Australian Open definitely is, too.
But what I think ESPN has like a partnership with an Australian local production.
Right.
So they don't
shoot it.
Yeah, like the local production company shoots it all.
I got you.
And ESPN just
airs
plays.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so Djokovic coming up here in a couple of minutes from Roland Garros. Just a quick thought again on the Nationals. We'll continue it after the break. Listen, you just heard the final call there from Jags. 8-3. When you think about an 8-3 game, you don't think, oh, hey, boy, that's not a good, entertaining game. That's not a close game. They had no chance. That's not really true. The Nationals were up 1-0 and 3-1. They had their chances. They had an early lead. They let it get away with 2 in the fourth and a really bad fifth, and it was because they couldn't command. They walked, I think, 4 guys in the fifth, and the Cubs, even without Kyle Tucker in their lineup, who we had mentioned yesterday, who's one of their better hitters, are a really, really, really good lineup. And when you can't pitch, when you can't locate, when you can't get the ball over the plate, and you put yourself in a doomsday device, and it wasn't just Trevor Williams, it was Chafin and even Cole Henry, that is bad news. Bad news bears, man. Again, they got off to a hot start offensively. First hitter of the game, C.J. Abrams, single, stolen base, boom, comes across. And you got a 1-0 lead. But Luis Garcia, who drove him home, gets caught trying to steal second. That ends whatever that was. So they only get the one run there. They get two runs in the third. And you're thinking, okay, all right. But you kind of got the sense that the Cubs were starting to figure out Trevor Williams. And boy, did they figure him out. And it did not help. Jose Tana made a mistake defensively, and he's been pretty good defensively. There was a, you want to call it a misplay or a non-play, whatever you want to call it, by Dylan Lyle against the right field wall that turned a definite double into a triple. So that was a problem. The bullpen was not good at all last night, at all, which has been better of late, but you know, a lot of turnover there. And they had one last probably big chance, and the Cubs managed it brilliantly. They turned around Josh Bell, who's been scorching from the left side on the road trip, and even last night hit a rocket shot off the fence, somehow only got a single out of it. But they turned him around with a couple of runners on and induced a 5-4-3 double play to end the inning and probably, for that matter, end the Nationals' chances of coming back. So it wasn't a great opening game by any means. 8-3 loss will tell you that. The kind of play was sloppy, uneven, and I don't want to say uncharacteristic, but uncharacteristic recently is what I would say. They need a much better performance tonight. Defensively, on the bases, certainly offensively. Again, three runs in the first three innings and then nothing after that. After a 17-inning, two-run stretch to end the road trip. And without any question at all, Mackenzie Gore has got to be better than the Cubs lineup tonight. And boy, would it help if he can get into the seventh inning, because that bullpen is probably not tapped out because they had a day off on Monday. But they, Davey had to use them last night. And if they have to pitch four or five innings, that's going to be a lot to ask against that lineup. All right, more on my night last night at Nationals Park, something that really bothered me that had nothing to do with the baseball game. I'll bring it up and ask AMAC what his thoughts are next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, indeed, the Nats and the Cubs tonight go at it once again. Game two of a three-game nighttime set, 6:45, the first pitch, 106.7, the Fan, the Nationals Radio Network and the Odyssey app. Mackenzie Gore indeed will start for the Washington Nationals as they have now lost two in a row, one to end the road trip on Sunday in Phoenix, and then, of course, the series opener 8-3 last night. Matthew Boyd on the mound for the Cubs. Not going to be easy. He's 5-2 with a 3.08 ERA and only a 1.26 whip. Again, Mackenzie Gore going over the 100 strikeout mark, last start out, Mackenzie Gore with 101 Ks. He'll take on a very good and balanced Cubs lineup that is 16 games as a team over 500, 18-11 on the road. Again, 6:45, the first pitch. Afternoon baseball looks like this. The Colorado Rockies holding on to a 3-2 lead in Miami, which I'm sure is very, very sparsely attended. 3-2, bottom of the ninth inning as they try and take that one. Bottom of the seventh, Milwaukee hammering Cincinnati 5-1. Angels all over the Red Sox, 7-5. Shouldn't say all over. Over the Red Sox, 7-5 early in the third inning in that one. Meanwhile, the Stanley Cup Finals begins tonight in Edmonton. We'll have Steve Wino from the Associated Press join us from Edmonton coming up in about 45 minutes or so. The defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers, who fell just short to those Florida Panthers in Game 7, but in Sunrise last year. This year they have home ice advantage, do the Oilers, as they look for the first Stanley Cup of the Connor McDavid era. NBA Finals tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. The Phoenix Suns are hiring Jordan Ott, a Cleveland Cavaliers assistant, as their new head coach, and that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. Again, game two of a three-game series, a very important three-game series, or as important as you can have in early June, but a litmus test, as we talked about yesterday. I was reminded last night when I was talking to Grant Paulson at Nationals Park that maybe this isn't the most important series since the World Series in 2019. Back in 2021, they were, I think, at 500, and they took on... I think it was the San Francisco Giants or whatever. And Trey Turner got hurt. And they got swept. And it was over from there. So maybe that was slightly more important. I don't know. But it is what it is. It was not a great loss last night by any means. I mean, Jose Tana's got to do better at third on that play with the runner on third. Pete Crow Armstrong, who's awesome. First time I've seen him in person. AMAC, I know you hate baseball, so I'm just busting your chops a little. I know you don't like baseball, so you probably weren't locked into the game like I was. I was breaking down strategy. I mean, we were talking about infield in. You know, the Cubs were down 2-1, and they were playing the infield in, and it didn't make sense. And I said it to Grant. I said, why are they doing that with Trevor Williams on the mound? And as it turned out, the Nationals scored a run and made it 3-1, and oh yeah, Trevor Williams was on the mound. Trevor Williams had one really good start last week, and that was probably about it since his injury midway through last year. Early June, right around this time, roughly, last year. Anyway, wanted to get to this. So many of you have been in and out of the center field gate at Nationals Park. AMAC, even though you don't like baseball.
Yeah, I've been to the stadium.
You've been to the stadium?
Yeah, a few times.
Okay. You're familiar at least with the center field gate plaza, I presume, or no? Semi-familiar? Like,
that's the main, that's like right down the street,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Where most people, not everybody, most people enter the ballpark and leave the ballpark.
Yep. I'm familiar with that one.
So I'm very familiar with it, obviously. I don't go in that way when I'm working because they make us go around to the home plate entrance. But when I leave Nationals Park, I always go through the concourse from the press box because I want to get a feel of the people. I'm a people person. I'm a people watcher. And man, did I get annoyed at a couple who decided they were walking right in front of me and they decided literally to just put the brakes on, slam the brakes on so that they could read the upper hand sign of where to go. And I almost went flying over them because there was no indication or any reason that they stopped other than to just read a sign that they had no awareness of that I was right behind them or close enough behind them. And look, that happens when we're driving cars all the time, right? People stop to read they get confused, whatever the case might be. And you're responsible as the person behind. So I guess theoretically, if we're using the rules of the road, I screwed up. But I truly believe they were ignorant and completely just unaware and tone deaf to the fact that it's a crowded concourse. People are all around and you can't just literally stop without looking over your shoulder to say, hey, I mean, it was literally the middle of the concourse. So anyway, that was annoyance number one on the way out of the ballpark, but that was far from number two. So as I'm exiting the center field gate, I pass the big red box. I pass the bathrooms and the remaining concession stands that are kind of to the left of the plaza as you exit the ballpark, say from left field to and towards the center field gate. And I'm walking out and I've got a cup with me of Diet Coke from the press box. I have my media badge. I have my work bag, which is not allowed in the ballpark, by the way, unless you're media. Okay? I have a cup of Diet Coke. The sign, and I looked at it because I didn't remember the sign being there. But maybe it has been. The sign says no alcohol beyond this point. No alcohol beyond this point. Okay, duly noted. I don't have alcohol. I have a Diet Coke. A security guard, a female security guard, for the first time in literally forever, and I have walked out of that gate, I can't tell you how many times over the last 16, 17 years or whatever, as a fan, as a member of the media, and often carrying a drink. Now, it was in an open cup. It was not in a sealed cup, so maybe that's the difference. It was not in a souvenir cup. Maybe that's the difference. I don't know. Maybe you can't get beer or alcohol in a sealed cup or a souvenir cup. I'm not sure. But it said no alcohol past this point. Not no drinks, no alcohol. So I said, ma'am, it's Diet Coke. I'm a member of the media. I have my badge. I have my work bag. I just took it from the press box. She said, no, 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 no. Like that. And I looked at her colleague on the other side. And he said, well, how do we know there's no alcohol in there? I said, well, it's from the press box. I'm a professional. I'm working. It's Diet Coke. Would you like to taste it? Would you like to examine it? No, we don't know if there's alcohol in there. You must get rid of it before you leave the building or the premises. I said, well, that's a stupid, dumbass rule. And I said, the sign, and I started pointing to the sign, says no alcohol beyond this point. I'm not trying to bring alcohol beyond this point. I'm trying to drink my Diet Coke. And they made me dump the Diet Coke and would not let me out the center field gate in the ninth, just after the game ended. They would not let me out the center field gate for the first time in my life because they thought I may have alcohol. Now, they said alcohol is served in those type of cups. They did say that. And I said, well, I said, you know, it's not alcohol. It's from the press box. I said, again, here's my press badge. I'm working. I work the game. Where, nobody drinks in the press box. I know you don't know me, and I don't care about that per se, but I'm working. So, AMAC, I ask you, was enforcing the rule, which is no alcohol, not no drinks, no alcohol, the right move? Or considering that I had a media badge, my work bag, and I very much explained, A, what the sign said, and B, what my role at Nationals Park is, do you think I was mistreated? Or do you think the rule was over-enforced, and do you think it was fair to your boy?
I would say it wasn't over-enforced. Now, the
it wasn't?
Okay. You see, you asked me a question, and it seems like by your reaction, I didn't really have an answer.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. I would like to hear your explanation.
Because to you, okay, back to what I was saying. I don't think it was over-enforced, but I do think her response seemed a little over the top. Like, no. But to be fair to them, like, they don't know you. You could have had some elaborate plot to get sauced on your way home. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, let me buy this and do all these things just so I can leave out. And who knows what happens at the day, the day before, you know, around the stadium. Maybe there was, like, some memo put out that, like, hey, we need to crack down on people leaving with drinks so that the air – because that's the thing about Nats Park. It's really in a jad, like a upscale area, I feel like. So there may be a lot of people who get sauce during the game and just hang around and cause problems for the people who live in this area. So in order to stop that, that's why they try to enforce this policy. And you said you had a cup that they serve alcohol in. So it's really no way to tell whether you had alcohol or not. So I'm not mad that they made you pour it out, but it seems like they could have handled it with a little bit more professionalism.
They could have. Absolutely. I have no problem if the rule is you can't bring any drinks out of Nationals Park. We don't know. We can't taste test. Have a no drink policy. Don't put up a sign that says no alcohol past this point and then force me to get rid of all of my drink.
So then,
so meaning if I was if I had so here's what I'm getting at. Again, they reacted to the type of cup that I had, which was an open cup. It's kind of a cup, you know, I don't know, maybe a 10-ounce type plastic cup. Doesn't have a lid, doesn't have a straw. I get that you don't know as a security guard whether that has alcohol in it or not, because apparently that's how they serve mixed drinks. Okay. But again, I'm telling you, look, I have a media badge. I have my work bag. I'm working.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like, have some faith in me, okay, that I'm not just some rogue person. It's not like I blew past them. It's not like I told them to go to hell. It's not like I gave them the double middle finger. So, it's not like I dumped the drink over their head.
So I think you have a problem with the law rather than the enforcement of the law.
Well, not only the enforcement of the law, but if you don't want alcohol alcohol past that point, fine. But you have to have a system that clearly identifies the alcohol or the non-alcohol. Yeah. One. My point is, if you can't do that, i.e. it's not a beer and it's not obvious, right? If you can't do that, then have no drinks past this point.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a problem with the law.
And have a sign.
Yeah, you have a problem with the law. It's not necessarily their enforcement because... And that
well,
and
their
that,
enforcement wasn't great either.
Yeah, like I said, they probably could have handled it with a little bit more professionalism. But in that instance, they can't really tell, right? You know.
Yeah. All right. So you don't think it's that big of a deal? Is what I'm picking up and gaining from you. It's not the end of the world. I'm not trying to make it like, oh my God, I was. You know, strip searched and harassed or anything like that.
Maybe that was their plan to try to strip search and harass you.
Perhaps it was just a it was not a good end to the night. It was a very unfriendly enforcement of a, in my opinion, stupid rule. It should have been common sense, but I realize that a lot of people do not use common sense on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We take a timeout for the 3 o'clock top of the hour, and then we will come back. Some command land stuff. And Steve Wynum from Edmonton on the Stanley Cup Final. AMAC, your music selection today is exquisite. I like it. It's better than Little Young Yeezy or whatever we were doing yesterday.
Why can't both be good, Chris?
I don't know. It's a good question. That's why they pay you the big bucks, to ask those important questions.
Yeah.
That's why they pay you the big bucks. All right, we are heading towards 3 o'clock. Unfortunately, we got a little bit behind, so we have to take a quick timeout to catch up and get back on schedule. Last night, we're talking about a bad exit for your boy from Nationals Park on the main concourse. Just told the story. You know, look, it's not that big of a deal, but it was just really annoying and rude treatment. I just wanted to know whether you guys think it was fair, if you've had any similar experiences, if anything like that has sort of happened to you at Nationals Park or anywhere. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stanley Cup Final coming up tonight, Game 1. Edmonton, we'll talk to Steve Wynum from the Associated Press in about 20 minutes or so. Stay with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.